It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Happy Hanukkah. The Festival of Lights began Sunday night and will continue until sundown on December 6th. When we last convened on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, the jury deciding the fate of the three men on trial for the murder of Ahmaud Arbery was still deliberating. Well, they returned their verdicts later that afternoon, finding all three white men charged in the killing last year of a 25-year-old black man guilty of murder. Travis McMichael, the man who actually shot and killed Arbery, was convicted on all 9 counts, including malice murder and 4 counts of felony murder. His father, Gregory McMichael, and the third defendant, William Roddy Bryan Jr., were also convicted on multiple counts of felony murder. All three men could face life in prison. The story that broke over the weekend and is dominating the news right now is the newly discovered Omicron variant of the coronavirus. In case you are wondering, Omicron is the 15th character in the Greek alphabet. They skipped 2 letters in naming this variant, the letters nu, N-U, and G, X-I. The WHO explaining they skipped the new NU variant because they were afraid people would confuse it with new as in N-E-W, and they wanted to avoid confusion. And then they skipped G, X-I, because, well, the president of China's name is Xi. So the WHO says it was all about avoiding confusion and preventing unnecessarily offending a large group of people. Okay, Omicron it is. And unfortunately, it's spreading really fast. It was first discovered in South Africa, but it's continued to spread with the Netherlands, Austria, and Canada reporting their first cases. Joining South Africa, Australia, the UK, Germany, Belgium, Israel, and Italy, countries that have all detected infections with the variant. So in response, more countries are tightening travel restrictions. Israel and Japan banning entry to all foreigners. Australia restricted travel from several African countries. Britain resumed mask mandates and PCR tests for visitors. Dr. Fauci on Sunday said that the variant would inevitably reach the U.S., so the country must step up vaccination efforts to be ready. President Biden will update the nation today. Meanwhile, Moderna's chief medical officer on Sunday said they could release a coronavirus vaccine adjusted to fight the Omicron variant by early 2022. South Africa is complaining that they shouldn't be punished for having the medical expertise that identified the Omicron variant. Now, as for how far a nation should go in trying to contain a global pandemic, check out Switzerland. They're voting on it. Polls closed today in a Swiss referendum on the country's COVID restrictions. If a majority votes no, the law that requires a vaccination certificate or negative test for entry into many public places will be repealed. Switzerland is currently experiencing record-high infection rates, similar to those affecting Germany and Austria. About 2/3 of the population has been vaccinated. Polls suggest that voters will opt to leave COVID restrictions in place. Smart people there in Switzerland. In other news, the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell starts Monday in a Manhattan courtroom. She allegedly conspired with Jeffrey Epstein to entice minor females to travel to engage in criminal sex activity. She's pleaded not guilty. The 59-year-old Maxwell faces 6 counts related to her alleged involvement in a sex trafficking scheme to get underage girls to travel and engage in illegal sex acts with Epstein and others. Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in his jail cell more than 2 years ago as he awaited trial on sex trafficking charges. The New York City medical examiner ruled his death a suicide by hanging. Maxwell has pleaded not guilty. If convicted, she faces up to 70 years in prison. Another high-profile case gets started tomorrow as jury selection begins in the trial of Kim Potter on Tuesday. She's the former police officer in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, accused of fatally shooting Dante Wright during a traffic stop in April. You'll remember her. She says she mistook her service weapon for a taser. She's charged with manslaughter. On to the January 6th investigation. Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat on the committee investigating the attack, says a decision could come this week over whether to refer former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for criminal contempt charges for defying his subpoena. Others in the same boat are Roger Stone, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, and other key figures from the Stop the Steal movement. Judges from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals will also soon hear Trump's latest effort to stop the National Archives from turning over any documents to the committee. And finally, this is the week that the Supreme Court will hear arguments over that Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks. It's a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade. The hearing is happening on Wednesday. Good luck to us all. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.